Lamed Aleph. Sif Aleph. The Shabbos, the Yontov, also when he had filled the place, him Atzvam Oist. B'madichim bohem Oist Achem, or Yedildu, Oist Shevahem. Shabbos has his own Oist, a sign that we are Hashem's chosen nation. And therefore, it's also the way it's filling the Shem Mitzvah and Shabbos. And when we say on Shabbos, the Shem Mitzvah, it's only about Toysif. To put it on stam, it's a discussion whether it's permitted or not. The only head to put it on, Shaloi Hashem Mitzvah is concerned that it will get damaged or stolen by leaving it where it is, and the only way you can take it out is by wearing it. As far as moving around, it's filling on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's opinions that hold it's only permitted for Gufay Makoyim, if you need the place. If you just want to move it to put it in a place that will protect it better, according to the first opinion, that is also. The nice Mishnah says that there's a need for it, then one can't move it around for the sake of protecting this building also. It's in Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. V'choy Lamoyiv, Gamkin also when you have tefillin in Tamzeh, Ba'atzmai, Shemichal Moyiv, Gam Heim Ois. V'chol Moyiv is also put on tefillin, because they're also an Ois, and that's the Sheet of the Mechavah, which is the accepted opinion in Eretz Yisrael, because the Vilna Gaon held that way, and therefore the general opinion even of Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael is not to put on tefillin Chol Moyiv. Ramah brings the meaning of many tehillos, Ashkenazim and Chutz La'aretz, which is Sheishem and Chol Moyiv Chayim, the tefillin, they hold it. Chol Moyiv does not have the same status as Yom Tov, and one does put on tefillin. Rinogim Chol Moyiv is Te'ilu, Lanichol Moyiv, Lavorach Aleim, the meaning is even to make a broch on it. Hashem Bevochem Aleim B'kol Yam, His Knesset Kamoy, Shal Yimoy Sashana. But they don't make the broch out of there, because since we are those that don't put it on, it's better to make the bracha quietly. It should cause a machlokes. Most someone should not go outdoors with them on. And the Mishnah brings the Achrayim or Maskim, then it's better to put them on without the bracha, since it is a machlokes. And you get to the Mishnah without the bracha. The fact that the Vilna Gaon Paskim has to get potter. There's also those who put it on should think before they put it on. That if I'm a chuyiv, then I want to go to Shem Mitzvah. If I'm not a chuyiv, then I don't want to put on the Shem Mitzvah. He brings from Prima Gaon also that those who put on tefillin of Rabbi Rotam do not put it on the Chol Moyiv. Also, there's another thing from Rav Tzachayim that it's not a proper thing that one shul some should put on, some should not put on. They should have one minute per shul. If a person doesn't put on tefillin, he's davening a shul that does put on tefillin, they put them out without a bracha.